Thank you for calling Exceed and Claim Management. My name is Anna. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Anna. My name is Amy Witcher. And I was just calling to try and see what I needed to do. I have a claim that I need to file with y'all about a wreck that one of the Amazon truck drivers caused last week.
Okay. And what state did this occur?
Georgia.
Okay, and do you have the VIN number to the vehicle?
Let me see here. I have the police report I'm looking at now. Okay, the VIN number is 1FDDF. It's B8.
I'm sorry, you cut out after the F. So 1F as in Frank,
okay,
D as in David, D as in David, F as in Frank is what I have.
Okay, let me just start over to make sure I'm doing it right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 1FDDF, 6P as in pirate, 81NKA, 15502.
And do you have the policy number also?
Okay, let me see. The insurance policy number, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. MWT B314820-23.
Okay. One moment, let me get this searched up for you.
Okay.
What's the date of loss?
The date of the accident, is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It was
9/20/2024. Okay, just one moment.
Okay.
And you said this was an Amazon vehicle, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it give you the name of the insurance company?
It says Old Republic Insurance Company.
That's the insurance company. It doesn't say anything like LLC or logistics or incorporated.
Let's see. It says, earlier it does say, but I can't read what it's so tiny on this thing. It does say logistics in a different spot, but I can't see what it's talking about.
Okay.
The Amazon, then the next box says logistics, and the next box says incorporated. And so there hasn't been a claim filed yet. That's what I'm trying to handle with you today, right? Uh-oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Did I lose you? Oh, there you are. Okay. I couldn't hear you till just then.
So regarding the VIN number, it's not showing me anything that's coming up for any existing claims for that date. And the
correct.
Policy number...
That's what I'm calling it. Go ahead.
The policy number, we usually go off by a different policy number, not the MWTB. So I'm trying to see if there's another way to locate it.
Because there hasn't been a claim filed yet. That's what I was calling to do. Am I talking to the wrong group?
No, ma'am. So we do claims for Georgia, but the policy number used for Amazon usually it starts with ALA.
Okay. This one doesn't. No, but this one says, no, it has his license number, it has the VIN number that I said, and then that's the only insurance policy number listed, is the MWT.
Yes, so I'm just trying to verify on my end if there, we probably have to send an email out regarding the policy number. Since the VIN number is not pulling up anything, the policy number usually will be different than that. If it's an Amazon claim and it's in Georgia, we'll have to send an email to figure out exactly what's the correct policy number where we would have to use that to file the claim.
Okay. So what would be my next step?
So I'll have to notate all the information that you have, and then I'll send the email out to my back office. Any information that they are able to pull up regarding the different policy number, we'll receive that information, and we'll be able to give you a call back to set up that claim. If not, then we'll get the information sent over to you and see how you will be able to proceed.
Okay, so I can give you my phone number and email.
Yes, and I need the rest of the information, like the driver and plate number and all the vehicle details also.
Okay, gotcha.
And let me just...
Now, it doesn't...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
It's like we have a delay in the line or something. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that it doesn't have his name listed. They have it redacted. It just says, but I have the year, the make, the color, the license number. And then instead of first name, middle name, last name, that's where it says Amazon Logistics Incorporated.
Okay. Let me just put, it says Amazon Logistics. And do you have that plate number?
Yes. It says TBC5659.
Okay, let me repeat it back. T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra, T as in Tom, B as in Boy, C as in Charlie, 5659.
No, let me try again. It's T as in Tom, D as in dog, and C as in cat.
Okay.
5659.
5659?
Yes.
Okay, and what state is that tag registered in?
Georgia.
Let me see if I can look this up on public records. So I'm seeing it's a 2022 Ford Transit.
Yes.
Do you have the last location of where the accident happened?
Yes, it was 971 Sand Hill Hewlett Road.
Could you spell out the word Hewlett?
Yes, Hulett.
Okay. And then what city?
In Villarica, Villa space Rica.
Okay. And you said it happened the 9th on, so September 20th? 2024?
Yes.
Yes. Around what time did this accident happen?
The accident happened, it says around 7:55.
Okay.
I don't know. I was in shock when it was happening, so I'm going to go by what the report says.
Okay. So I have all the information regarding the vehicle. All I need is just your name, phone number, and email.
Okay, my name is Amy, A-M-Y, Witcher, W-I-T-C-H-E-R. And then, what's my address, did you say?
No, ma'am, your phone number?
Okay, 404-402- 2386.
And your email address?
It's my name, amy.witcher@icloud.com.
Okay.
Do you need the crash number?
The police report crash number?
Yes.
Sure, I'll take that.
Okay. It's C as in cat, 0009769906.
Okay.
Wait, this might be his name. Maybe Jermaine Williams, William Jermaine Brewster.
As the driver?
I have two men. I think so. Yes, it does say driver. There was two men on here. I think the other one was the witness. So, yes, it says William Jermaine Brewster.
Could you say, could you repeat his last name or spell out his last name?
Yes. Brewster, B-R-E-W-S-T. Witcher.
Okay, let me repeat your phone number. It'll be 404-402-2386.
Correct.
And then your email is going to be amy.witcher. The spelling as your last name is WIT as in Tom, CHER at iCloud.com. Okay. So I'll send this information to my back office. Like I stated, whatever information they are able to pull up, if it does come back as a policy that we're able to file, we'll give you a call back to set up that claim.
Okay.
But if it does not, then the email will let you know on what next step you'll be able to do to submit that claim.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, you have a great day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.